Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's new book, Paperboy. To order today, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
We've got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice. Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald and the Spectator.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Here's the millennial with the mic, Grace Curley.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. The first day of Trump's hush money trial has wrapped up, and I actually wanted to play some sound of Trump outside the courtroom. This was a sound cut of Trump today, and he's talking about how he should not be. We've talked about how the judge is kind of playing with the idea of maybe having Trump miss his son's high school graduation. He hasn't outright said it, but it doesn't look great for Trump as far as attending that. And then the other part of this is that this is all time where he could be campaigning in very important swing states, which, you know, luckily he's doing well in based off all the recent polls, and they seem to be all trending in the same direction. But that doesn't mean that he should be forced to be in New York for 6 weeks in April before a presidential campaign. So take a listen to this first cut, cut five, please.
Biden trial. This is done as election interference. Everybody knows it. I'm here instead of being able to be in Pennsylvania and Georgia and lots of other places campaigning. And it's very unfair. Fortunately, the poll numbers are very good. They've been going up because people understand what's going on. This is a witch hunt, and it's a shame. And it comes out of Washington. It's in coordination with Washington, everything, including the DA's office. It's in coordination with Washington. I just want people to understand that.
Yeah, and one of the issues that has come up when it comes to Letitia James, because obviously this trial that he's in right now, the hush money trial, is different from that trial involving his real estate and supposedly inflating the worth of his real estate, which Letitia James really campaigned on getting Trump. And when he's talking about that, it's important to note that a lot of people, a lot of business people, especially, you had Mr. Wonderful, who's on Shark Tank, Kevin O'Leary, and other business people, were taken aback by that ruling by Judge Engoron and championed by Letitia James. And they were warning people, listen, this is not going to be good for New York businesses. People already are hesitant to come here to start a business here. If they think that you are going to fine them $400 million and start seizing their property and selling it off like a yard sale, they're really going to think twice before setting up shop at the Empire State. And I think that was a great point to make. Can I get cut six, please, Emma? This is Donald Trump outside.
Well, when you put up cash and the number is 175, which is what we're supposed to be putting up, but I give it in cash, she shouldn't be complaining about the bonding company. The bonding company would be good for it because I put up the money. And I have plenty of money to put up, but nobody is going to be putting up with this. Nobody is going to be listening or coming to New York anymore. Businesses are going to be fleeing because people are treated so badly. It's got to be the most unfriendly place to do business, and that's why businesses are leaving and people are leaving as migrants come in and take over our parks and our schools and everything else.
Yeah, and the response from Kathy Hochul and Letitia James and Alvin Bragg and all these New York hacks is similar to the response we got from the Solicitor General in this Supreme Court oral arguments hearing about January 6th, that woman Elizabeth Prologar, who basically said, oh no, it's not going to apply equally. Like, don't worry about other businesses. We're just doing this because it's Donald Trump. That's what Kathy Hochul tried to say. You know, other businesses shouldn't worry. This is a one-shot deal. This is just for Trump. Everyone else is going to be okay. But anyone with any understanding of A, human nature, and B, history, knows that's not how these things tend to go. They don't tend to go after the most powerful guy with the billions of dollars, and once they figure out they're able to take him down and destroy him, they stop there. That's just not the usual pattern that these things take. Now, as Donald Trump is outside the courthouse and all of this media attention is on him, for better or for worse, I tend to think it's for better, Hillary Clinton is once again trying her very, very best to get any sort of attention, no matter what she has to say, no matter what she has to do. And so this was her latest nonsense. I don't even know what kind of interview this was, Emma. I just saw it trending on Twitter. This is cut three, Hillary Clinton.
Putin does what he would like to do, kill his opposition, imprison his opposition, drive, you know, journalists and others into exile, rule without any check or balance. That's what Trump really wants. And so we have to be very conscious of how he sees the world, because in that world, he only sees strongmen leaders.
Isn't it funny how Hillary Clinton and so many members of our mainstream media, so many fact checkers especially, and other brilliant minds like Nicole Wallace and Rachel Maddow and all of these people who have let Trump break them in so many ways, isn't it amazing how they're able to see inside his heart and they are able to tell us what he wants, his dreams? Like, it doesn't matter if he says, I don't want to kill anybody. No, they know. They know he wants to kill people and imprison people. They know him better than he knows himself. And then you might say, well, he didn't do that in the first 4 years. Yeah, but he wanted to. He just, you give him another chance and he definitely will. He definitely will. The other part of this, too, is she's talking about killing opposition, killing off journalists, all of this killing. Anyone getting like a glass house stone kind of vibe from all of this? I'll let the conspiracy theorists and the people who know more about the Clintons and their backstories talk about it, because it's not my expertise, but I know enough that I know she shouldn't be talking like that. I know she's in no position to start talking about how Donald Trump wants to kill people. I think she should sit that one out for sure. 844-500-4242. Speaking of kind of weird news stories, did you see this Representative Tony Gonzalez on CNN? So one of my callers in the first hour said, Grace, you know, I'm very pro-America first, and we are discussing Mike Johnson and how he's been an abject failure as far as the speaker goes. And before him, it was Kevin McCarthy. And the America First group really wanted Kevin McCarthy out, and now they're not happy with Speaker Mike Johnson. And there was all this infighting. And there was a bizarre interview. So Representative Matt Gaetz, who I do think is considered America First, he's part of that contingency in the Republican Party. He has had... there's been rumors swirling. There's been investigations into Matt Gaetz, which he claims are based off a whole lot of nothing. He has vehemently denied these claims. Well, Tony Gonzalez went on CNN. This is Representative Tony Gonzalez. And he just outright said that he thinks Matt Gaetz paid minors to have sex with him. Cut 13.
He will survive. Look, the House is a rough and rowdy place, but Mike Johnson is going to be just fine. I served 20 years in the military. It's my absolute honor to be in Congress, but I served with some real scumbags. Look, Matt Gaetz, he paid minors to have sex with him at drug parties. Bob Good endorsed my opponent, a known neo-Nazi. These people used to walk around with white hoods at night. Now they're walking around with white hoods in the daytime.
That is a bold claim. And if you don't have, I have to assume he's heard it from a reliable source for him to go out on CNN and say that. And this is what I didn't realize. So I was reading today in LA Mag. It said that in the past, or a few weeks ago, Speaker Kevin McCarthy said something similar at an event. So I've actually been at events with Kevin McCarthy. I've been to one. I was in New Hampshire. Howie and I went. And basically what they do is they go to these events when you're Speaker of the House and you make a couple jokes, then you have dinner with everybody and you shake hands and stuff. But he made a couple jokes. They weren't racy or anything, but they were things that I were thinking, if I wrote this down and gave it to someone in the press, they would pounce and seize and weaponize. And it was nothing. I'll give you an example. I think there was something about the gavel, Nancy Pelosi having the gavel, and something about, oh, she's so silly, you'd think that somebody knocked her on the head with a gavel or something. Like, it was very, you know, but it's just, if you were, it wasn't a joke that you'd make if you were in public with cameras, because you'd be worried that somebody would misconstrue it or say that you were, you know, inciting violence, and you know how the media works. So I've seen him do that before. He's more honest with people in a small room than he would be if there was a camera in front of his face. And I guess at this event at Georgetown, he said, I'll give you the truth of why I'm not speaker. It's because one person, a member of Congress, wanted me to stop an ethics complaint because he slept with a 17-year-old. LA Mag also says the Justice Department began its investigation into Gates in 2020 after his former friend Joel Greenberg told investigators that Gates paid a 17-year-old for sex and to travel across state lines with him. Greenberg, who was also under investigation, pled guilty in 2021 to 6 federal charges, including sex trafficking a minor. The Justice Department ended up declining to bring charges against Gates due to credibility issues with witnesses. But Gates was recently subpoenaed by the then underage woman he was accused of having sex with. His deposition in the case is currently scheduled for June. So we'll keep an eye on this, but it's kind of a crazy story. 844-500-4242. I know I have to wrap up here. I didn't have a ton of time. Actually, Emma, can I just get a little bit of a violin for a moment here? This is some of the post from Isra Hirsi, who's Ilhan Omar's daughter, who got the boot from Barnard College because she was taking part in these Columbia protests, and now she's very, very upset. She thinks she's been wronged. And she talked to Teen Vogue, of all places. Teen Vogue, which is, you know, they're always doing that hard-hitting journalism. She said, I was a little bit frantic. Like, where am I going to sleep? Where am I going to go? She whined to Teen Vogue. She'd also been banned from using the dining hall. And also, all of my bleep is thrown in a random lot. It's pretty horrible. I have like 4 shirts, 2 pairs of pants. I don't know when I can go home, and I don't know if I will ever be able to. I sent them an email like, hey, I rely on campus for my meals. I rely on my dining plan. And they were like, oh, you can come pick up a prepackaged bag of food a full 48 hours after I was suspended. There was no food support, no nothing. We had so many people who were born female in our group, and they didn't have enough space for us. It was a very It was a very slow process in getting everybody into the cells. Oh, now she's talking about being held in custody. I was zip-tied for about 7 hours and wasn't released for about 8. She thinks it's pretty crazy. She also, and not that you needed to know this, the New York Post adds in that her mom is very proud of her. Ilhan Omar is very proud of her. I think we all could have guessed that. I don't think anyone is shocked that Ilhan Omar is beaming with pride for her daughter. Listen up, everyone. You've waded through the cold temps in February and the rainy weather in March. Now the longer, warmer days are finally on their way. Spring means more flowers and sunshine, and unfortunately, it can also mean more pollen. Also, it's just sometimes when we get to this point of the year, it's a lot of not knowing if you should open up all the windows or close all the windows. It's going to be cold in the morning and hot in the afternoon. So you want to keep that air circulating no matter what the situation is. And that's why I love the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. You turn it on, it gets the air purified. It does it quietly. It doesn't take up any floor space. You can use it in your basement for musty odors. You can use it in your kitchen for any sort of cooking odors that you may have. And it's just a really great device. And right now, you can get the 3-pack, which is a really great deal. So go to EdenPureDeals.com. Don't forget to use code GRACE3 at checkout. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code GRACE, and the number 3. Say hello to spring and goodbye to allergens. Get the 3-pack today. Again, don't forget the code GRACE3 when you go to EdenPureDeals.com. We'll be right back.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone. It is that time of the month. It is time to talk to Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care. Bill is here to answer all of your car questions. This is a really, really great way to get your questions answered about your vehicle without having to go right away, at least, to a mechanic. You can get an idea. Bill can kind of lead you in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And it's also a great place to go if you are wondering what kind of car you want to buy. I know we've had a lot of people call in the past and say, I'm buying a car for my, you know, teenage daughter or son, and what do you recommend? And Bill's got all the answers. So the number is 844-500-4242. But before we get into that, Bill, we got to talk Mar-a-Lago. You went to Mar-a-Lago.
I did.
With the mailroom manager.
I did.
With Howie Carr.
Yeah.
With your beautiful wife, Jill.
I did.
Who I love. And you saw a big celeb.
I did. Wayne Gretzky.
Were you?
The great one.
Were you nervous?
You know, it all happened so fast. It didn't really sink in. But it was like meeting Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah, the great one. So I'm probably more nervous now about it. I'm like, wow.
So it's so funny because when Howie talked about it on the show, he had guys texting in being like, oh, he wasn't the best hockey player ever. There was so-and-so or there was so. And I told my husband that over the weekend. And I said, do you think those guys are right? Is Wayne Gretzky, was he not the best? And my husband said, those people on the text line were 100% trolling Howie and just trying to trip him up. He said, it's not even a question.
That's funny.
And then he started reading me stats. That was my Friday night. It was getting read stats of Wayne Gretzky and how all of the points he has and the second person beneath him doesn't even have half the ones he has. And if you combine all of his assists and his goals, the person below him wouldn't even have half of that. And I was just sitting there going, okay, he's the great one.
He is, and it's funny, it's like, I'm a car guy, but I'm not really a sports guy. So, you know, my friends are like, what a waste.
Yeah. Why you? Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people felt that way about Howie, too. Bill, thank you so much for coming in today to answer our questions. The number is 844-500-4242. And let people know where they can find you if they want to visit you in person.
Yeah, I'm at 291 Bridge Street, North Weymouth. And the phone number is 71-331-6068.
All right, now, while we wait for you guys to hop on the lines here, I have a couple questions for Bill myself, but first, we have to do the poll question, which is brought to you by FlipLock. You may already have a home surveillance system, and that's wonderful. It's great to have the cameras. It's great to have all the high tech. But what's going to physically stop an intruder from breaking down your door? You need that last line of defense. The original FlipLock is the answer. Learn more at FlipLock.com. That's FLIPLOK.com. Emma Foley is on the board. Emma, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Today's poll question is, should the Republicans oust Speaker Mike Johnson? Yes or no?
I'm going to say no.
66% of the audience agrees with you, 34% say yes.
Okay, so it's moving slightly, but it's been pretty steady all day. If you want to vote in that, you can go to gracecurlyshow.com. Now, Bill, there's a big story today in Breitbart. EV demand challenges. Elon Musk's Tesla slashes prices on most models. So a CNBC report came out late Friday, and it showed that Tesla announced significant price cuts for its models Y, X, an S in the U.S. market. The decision comes on the heels of a challenging week for the electric vehicle manufacturer. Is this just a Tesla problem, or is this a problem we're seeing across the board for electric vehicles?
You know, they're having a hard time moving them. Some of the dealers are, you know, they're riding Biden, be like, you know, you force these EV vehicles on us, no one wants to buy them. And then once they do buy one, they have to, you know, outfit their house for a charging station.
Right.
So, you know, these things aren't really being thought of until, you know, people were breaking down in the middle of the road. You know, who's going to jumpstart my electric vehicle? A gas-powered vehicle pulls up and with a generator and charges them up. And also, you know, just getting to charge up those batteries at a station, it takes, what, 30 minutes to an hour. So that doesn't even account for the, so if there's people in front of you, they have to wait 30 minutes to an hour. So this could be hours to get your car charged.
Yeah, and if you're someone like me, like if I'm getting to the gas station, and I know, Bill, this drives you crazy, but it's because
you're empty.
It's time. I'm empty and I'm running late for something that I should have been at. It's a female thing, 1,000%. I know that's sexist to say, but there's no question in my mind. But I'm running late for something. I've left no time for myself to get gas, and I need it like yesterday.
And so, everyone in front of you is driving slow.
Yeah. So if I show up with an electric vehicle and it's like, well, it's going to be a half hour till you get your turn, and then it's going to be an extra 45 minutes, I mean, whoever baby shower I'm going to, sorry, I'm not going to make it.
Yeah, what if there's three cars in front of you?
It's insane. And also, I want to talk about the network, the charging networks, and how Tesla mm-hmm. seems to have a pretty successful one,
mm-hmm.
but that's not translating to the other cars because they can't use them. We'll talk about that when we get back. And most importantly, we'll take your calls, 844-500-4242. Get all your questions for Bill when we come back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
617 just texted in, Grace, you might want to let Bill know that he sounded like a fool when he compared meeting Donald Trump to meeting Tom Brady. Many of us would disagree. Well, 617, per usual, you sound like a fool because Bill was not talking about meeting Donald Trump.
No, I'm like, did I say Donald Trump?
He was talking about meeting Wayne Gretzky. So don't you feel ridiculous. You should apologize to Bill Broussard, but we don't even have time for that. We have too many people on the lines.
No apology needed.
All right, Bill Broussard is here from JB Auto Care. He's going to answer all your questions. Let's go to Richard first. Richard, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show with Bill. Go ahead, Richard.
Hi, Grace. It's nice to speak with you. And I'd like to just ask the gentleman, has he really took the time to stop and talk to people who own these cars? The EVs, I've stopped many, many, many of them who own Teslas, and I can't seem to find anybody that doesn't like them. I also stop the people with the Mustang GTs when you see them in the parking lot, and I say, how do you like your car? I love it. I love it. It's the best thing I ever did. And I just don't understand all this criticism that's going on about EVs. I think that the people who are criticizing them don't really know what they're all about and probably have never driven one. I don't know, sir. What do you say?
Well, I have driven one. One of my technicians, he's a master Tesla technician. So, and I have actually interviewed a lot of like Uber drivers that drive them, and you know they do like them, but it's just not a one size fits all circumstance. Like if you had to travel across the country, you probably don't want to take an EV. So if you have one where you're just doing short miles and going back and forth, that you can charge it up at nighttime, you know, and it works for you, great. But you know, I think my biggest beef is we shouldn't be forced to abandon the proven gas-powered engine.
Right, yeah. Right. Any response, Richard?
Twice, but why the criticism always? You know, oh, they're going to be stuck in the middle of the highway, and why?
That actually happened, I think, a month ago in Maine. Right?
Yeah, it does. It does happen, Richard. These aren't like anecdotes; these are actual things that happen. And the charging network is not what it needs to be, and it's unfortunate because Biden got billions of dollars for it. He got billions of dollars to build these charging. I don't think they built one. And I was just going to ask you about Tesla because Tesla has a pretty extensive charging network, but the issue is because these other companies are trying to be competitive. If they're going to be forced to make EVs, they're going to try to be competitive with it. And their cars can't be charged on the Tesla chargers. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that.
I think
it's all about the plug.
Yeah. And so that's an issue too, where you have a lot of people who would be willing to buy an EV, but there's not a network for it, and they don't want to end up being stranded. Listen, we're not trying to say that all EVs are bad, or you can't get an EV, or if you want one, that's great. I don't think Bill has any issue with that, but I also don't think you should call up and talk to a guy who's around cars 24/7 and tell him he doesn't know what he's talking about with cars. That, to me, feels a little bit like a stretch.
Yeah, I think the market will dictate whether they're going to work. If people like them, they'll buy them. If they don't, you know, it's kind of like VHS and, you know, the Beta. You know, the VHS took off, but Beta was actually a better product. The market said, no, we like VHS.
Right. Things just work themselves out like that. Let's go to Dave. You're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Bill.
Hey.
I got a question regarding a 2014 Audi A4 six-speed turbo.
Mm-hmm.
It has a slight hesitation. There are no codes that come up.
Mm.
It seems to go away a bit as it warms up. We've tried Seafoam in it. It's always been serviced by the dealership. I thought maybe it was a lazy injector, Don't know. It seems to be getting a little worse, but taking it to one of the cop outs people, they put a code reader on it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing shows up.
Yeah, that's interesting because the cars are very sensitive. They usually, you know, they'll trigger a check engine light. You know, the next thing to do if you had a technician, say like myself looking at it, we would look at the data stream. So you'd look at what they call fuel trims, and you would see, you know, if they were high or low, if they're one or the other, you're getting too much air or too much fuel. But typically it would trip off a check engine light. But, you know, you might have a fuel problem, which would be too much air, you know, and that would cause like a hesitation problem. Too much fuel typically, you know, won't cause a hesitation problem unless you were flooding out the engine. So you might have too much air getting in there somewhere. It could be a rip in one of the, like the air cleaner, the mass airflow sensor. There's a boot there. Some of those, they tear. You could be leaking air in there, but typically that would trip a check engine light, but not always. Or you could have a lazy like O2 sensor. So those are the things you want to kind of drill down on.
Perfect. Thank you for the call, Dave. 844-500-4242. Still time to get your questions answered by Bill Broussard. Let's go to Jeff. You're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Grace. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Bill. I've got a quick question. So
yeah.
I'm a pretty mechanically inclined guy. Do a lot of my own work, and when I can't do it, I bring it to a qualified technician. But I'm looking to buy my wife a 2012 to 2014 Honda Pilot.
Mm-hmm.
All the ones I'm seeing in my price range are roughly about $140,000. So I've always owned Hondas, gotten high mileage out of them. The only thing that worries me is, with that being an interference motor, I can't really check the timing belt, so I kind of have to go by the dealer's word of whether it's been done. Just looking for any feedback you have as far as what I can do to kind of ensure that I'm not going to have a catastrophe ahead of me.
Yeah, I'd have to look at the manual to see if it was an interference motor or not. But, you know, you can do a Carfax maintenance report, you know, to see if the belt was done. Also, you want to make sure the fluids are changed because this is what separates, you know, the cars that last 100,000 to 500,000. So, you know, you have to change like the transmission fluid and the antifreeze and the brake fluid. You know, this is how you get maximum life out of these vehicles. You know, they just, you know, the Asian cars are good. They will go 100, you know, 150, maybe even 200, you know, if you're just doing the bare minimum. But if you really want to go the distance, which it sounds like you do if you're buying one with 150 on it, you know, make sure those other fluids were changed, or you're going to run into things like replacing transmissions and axles and differentials, you know, things you just don't want to get into. And like you said, you want to get the maximum life out of it, so you just want to make sure it was maintained. And you could probably Google that answer anyway. It will come up with whether it's an interference motor or not.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Let's go to Tom. You're next up with Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care in Weymouth. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Bill. Grace, thanks. Awesome show. You and Howie are awesome. Bill, so question for you.
Yeah.
The issue with the EV cars when they had that cold snap in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and also if you get all of these online, what kind of load or demand is it going to put on local utility lines? Because you're going to be dragging a lot more down. Input on that, please.
Sure. I mean, if you're charging up a car, you know, everyone's charging the car, it's definitely going to put a load on the grid. And, you know, a lot of people don't factor in the fact that, you know, it actually costs money to charge your car. It's not free. So it's like plugging the dryer in for the nighttime, you know, so you're going to, you know, come with an electricity bill that's going to be higher because they're trying to sell them as, oh, well, you know, you don't have to gas up your vehicle. You just got the car payment, but you know, you have electricity payment.
I just keep going back to that first caller with the EVs who's like, I interview a lot of people who, and I'm not trying to make fun because he was very respectful,
yeah.
But I interview a lot of people with EVs and they really like their EVs. And I'm like, well, yeah, EVs cost a lot of money, right? And a lot of people who have EVs, not everybody, I can't prove this as a fact, but from my own experience, I have some friends who have EVs, some older people I know who have EVs. It's like their vacation car. It's their second car, whatever. They're not taking EVs cross country. And not everybody has that luxury. Some people have to have their car operating all the time and they can't afford to wait 30 minutes and they can't afford to build the charger thing in their garage. But to that caller's point, like you're so mad about us not even being negative, but just being realistic about the capabilities of an EV and the problems with trying to force it on people. You're so angry at us. And it's like, dude, if they're that great, then don't worry about Bill Broussard and Grace Curley making comments about
our
EVs.
Opinions don't matter.
If it's this multi-billion dollar industry, which it is, and everybody's just, you know, chomping at the bit to get their hands on one of these vehicles, it will take off, bro. Like, don't lose sleep over any comments we're making. If they're this good, then people will get them.
So, and people remember the fact that, you know, EVs have been around since the late 1800s. There's a reason they haven't taken off.
And I'll tell you, know what? I'll tell you that reason.
Yeah.
Its name is Bill Broussard. He has single-handedly sabotaged
the EV
industry.
Hey, I was born in 1970. So.
No, 978 says EVs cost twice as much to operate. Charging puts 12 tons of carbon per car into the atmosphere. The environment damage to make one will never be recovered over the life of the car. Even at 100,000 miles, a Tesla owner recovers nothing. Batteries lose 10% capacity each year. $26,000 per battery to replace every 5 years. Stop endorsing the EV lie. I'm not endorsing the EV lie, and we're not bashing EVs. We're just trying to give people information, people who need to get from point A to point B, which is most people in this country who can't afford all these extra costs and who can't afford to wait 30 minutes, nor do they want to, at a gas station in the middle of the highway. On a separate note, now that we've squashed that, now that we've single-handedly destroyed.
I didn't know I came here to argue.
Things get heated when Bill Broussard's in the studio. I do have one more question for you.
Yeah, what do you got?
So over the weekend, it came to my attention that I had a flat tire.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, I mean it came to my husband's attention. He was driving my car. He said, you have a flat tire. We have to turn back around. And it turns out there was a nail in my tire.
Mm.
But before we found out there was a nail, which was actually good news because, you know, he just plugged it and then filled it up. It was all good. But before that, before he had taken it off the car, he had said to me, you know, this tire has been flat before. This might be an issue with this tire. And if it is and you have to replace it, we'll have to replace all four tires. And I said to him, why would we have to do that? Why don't we just fix the one that's broken? And he goes, oh, well, they meaning the car companies or the dealerships, they don't like you to replace just one. And I'm thinking, that has scam written all over it. Like, I can't just replace one. I have to buy all four? That's ridiculous. And so I asked you about it. And I think some people out there might be curious. Like, why is it that they try to force us to buy all four?
Yeah. So if you have an all-wheel drive vehicle, all four wheels have to have the same tread depth on the tires. Or what happens, it binds the transfer case when you're going around corners. So, but there is a hack for that. So let's say your tires are 40% worn. You know, you don't have to replace them yet. There's still 5-30 seconds. And you get one flat. So if you do put in, you know, I wasn't a believer in this till my son tried it, because I told him, well, yeah, that's a scam. But just put one tire on. So his transmission light came on because it was binding up. So he had to replace all four tires. So then after that, I found there's a hack out there through I think it's Tire Rack. So if you have your tires, let's say they're worn at 5:30 seconds, which is about half life, you can actually order a tire from them and they grind it down to 5:30 seconds. So you can just buy one tire. They grind it down. It's just a little hack.
They've thought of everything nowadays.
I think this is kind of new.
Yeah, it's a good
idea.
People
are complaining, you know, to put a round of tires on, it could be 800,000, maybe even more. It's a lot of money.
Yeah. No,
if your tires
like
are only 20% worn, you kind of feel scammed.
Yes. I felt scammed. I felt bamboozled. Let's go to one more call here. Patrick, you're up last on the Grace Curley Show. What's going on, Patrick?
How you doing? Guys, I think that FSD and robo-taxi is just right around the corner. I say by 2035, car ownership might not even exist. What are your thoughts?
Like Johnny Cab?
a robo-taxi, like having fleets of robo-taxis out on the streets, and you're just having a subscription, and you're just paying for them, and they're picking you up, and, you know, go ahead, just a thought.
I don't know, Patrick. I don't like that. But anytime I hear something and I go, that's never going to happen, that's scary, it does happen, so maybe. You know who would love this conversation? He's not here today. It would be Jared. Jared would be all over this. This sounds like something from one of his apocalyptic,
and they're going to put you in the shoebox apartments.
They had that
is when Jared would start talking about, and they're going to be feeding you crickets, and you're not going to get outside, and you're going to be depressed. And
that movie, Total Recall, with Arnold Schwarzenegger, they had Johnny Cab.
Oh, okay, robot. So that's, okay,
yeah,
maybe
it was a real thing back in the back in the movie, but
I don't know if that.
I like driving my own car.
I don't know if that'd be good for your business or bad for your business.
I mean, they're still driving a car. It's going to break, but I mean,
it'd be bad for us.
How many
though.
People take a taxi around here?
So true. So true. Bill Broussard. Wow. This conversation has really run the gamut. Thank you for joining us today. Give people your name, your information, where they can find you and find out more if they want to come with all their car questions to JB Auto
Care. JB Auto Care. It's 291 Bridge Street, North Weymouth, Massachusetts. And it's 781-331-6068.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, Bill. We'll be right back with Howie Carr. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. We are joined now by Howard Lawrence Carr. Howie, thank you so much for coming on the show today, sir.
My pleasure, Grace.
Hey, first, Howie, I would love to get your take and your reaction to Hillary Clinton's comments. I mean, she's like a broken record. She's always talking about Donald J. Trump. And recently she made a comment about what Trump wants to do if he gets in power. This is cut three, please, Emma.
Putin does what he would like to do, kill his opposition, imprison his opposition, drive, you know, journalists and others into exile, rule without any check or balance. That's what Trump really wants. And so we have to be very conscious of how he sees the world, because in that world, he only sees strongmen leaders.
How does she know, Howie, what Trump really wants? Like, how are these Democrats able to read into his soul so well?
Well, you know, we overuse the word projection when it comes to the Democrats since 2016. But, I mean, could there be any clearer case of projection than this? I mean, this is what she did. And she's talking to the lawyer, Mark Elias, who was involved basically moving money around using cutouts to funnel her campaign funds to destroy Trump, who won even after he won the election. They were trying to frame him. Now they're trying to put him in jail. I mean, if there's anyone who's engaging here and she used the word toxic masculinity again, that great cliche that's very popular with the new head of National Panhandler Radio, toxic masculinity. I mean, if anybody has toxic masculinity, it's Hillary Clinton, I would say.
Yeah, and I definitely think her husband falls under that category too. Howie, I wanted to ask you, there's all these protests that are popping up, whether it's Yale now, but Columbia has been in the forefront of this for a while, since at least Friday. And a lot of these protesters are privileged. I mean, they're Ivy League students, they're sitting there, they're whining about everything. They think they have control somehow over what Bibi Netanyahu and Israel are going to do. But there's one protester who takes it to another level. Have you heard of Isabella Seward?
Oh, yes, I have. The one who killed somebody in two people, an elderly couple in Vermont. Yeah, well, maybe texting in a pickup truck at the age of 16. And she got a $220 fine. Because she had a lot of money.
Which her mom paid, by the way.
Of course. Of course.
And so now she's at this elite college and she's at an anti-Israel encampment. And
she murdered two, as the niece of the couple said, she murdered two people and now she's demonstrating on behalf of other mass murderers.
Yeah, she said she should be behind bars. This is the niece, Eve Taylor. The only reason she wasn't charged with murder is because she has a rich daddy. And I'm sure her rich daddy is very proud now to see her at this anti-Israel encampment at Columbia University. Howie Carr is coming up next. Don't miss it.